Hey, so I was on social media and then I see this video on Facebook about Gary V. Man, I'm gonna try so hard to get on the radio tonight and we're gonna have some fun because it isn't always about play and I mean it isn't always about business. I'm sorry. Sometimes you gotta play. Sometimes you gotta relax, detox, and hopefully I can get some airtime tonight and we're gonna discuss that video. I'll play the video. The video, just to give you a quick, synopsis, is he's on a talk show, right? Like a morning talk show, and the topic is about social media and how it's affecting kids' social capabilities. The argument is that kids now, teenagers or millennials, whatever, they're less social and blah blah blah. So Gary Vee takes the side of like, what the heck are you talking about? And then this other guy's like, yeah, we've been blah, blah, blah. We haven't produced anything or done anything. We haven't, flown, whatever. I'll show you the video later on. You don't want to miss it. We want to have fun. This station, this podcast is, music in your ear. It isn't always about business and seriousness. It is always about business, but it doesn't have to be that serious. How about that? We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna talk about that because I think that's a pretty interesting topic, especially in the line of work that I do. I do a lot of social media as a digital marketer, and all of that good stuff. So stay tuned. I definitely think we're gonna have fun tonight talking about it. I'm gonna try to get Dayanara on the air as well. I'm gonna try to connect with her. Hopefully, we don't have that many interruptions. But you don't want to miss it, so stay tuned. We're gonna talk about Gary V. That he's a funny character. All right, y'all, stay tuned. Enjoy your evening. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Hey,
Hey.
are you there?
I am here, Fernando. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, 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 good. Hanging in there. It's nice, nice evening going on, so I'm good.
Right.
Yes.
I know we're both tired. I know we got a lot of work, but I know we're excited to be here as well. So thanks a lot for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. So today I want to get straight to it. We don't have a lot of time to talk. So there was a thing that I saw on social media on Facebook that is this guy Gary V, right? We find ourselves constantly talking about this guy, don't we?
I love him. He is just, you know what? I don't know. I have the hate and love for him going on. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, if nobody knows who he is, I mean, he's amazing. He's a great guy, but it's just a love and hate relationship kind of thing.
Talk about that. Talk about that for a little bit, like, 'cause I've seen him around and stuff like that, but I feel like you have more insight on that. Like, talk a little bit about that. Like, why? What do you hate? Let's start with the bad. What do you hate about him?
The bad about it, by the way, every time I wake up, I it's for some reason I just gotta put Gary V on, and just do have the memes and read everything that he has to say. But the bad part that Gary has is I'm pro education. No matter what kind of education you get, even if it's a technical certificate, a degree, whatever you get, I'm pro. And sometimes Gary tends to start saying, we're just putting our kids, to failure. We're preparing for failure once we give them an education or college degree. And I just don't agree with that, at all. I don't think, it's something that should be said, because I think education, even though we have to pay for it and we got loans too, that we have to
Yeah,
pay
let's not talk
back,
about that. I wanted to have an evening.
But that's one thing that I don't like. That's a little hate relationship that we have, because I don't think he should be putting that out there like that. I think it's
I think
everybody's, you know.
you're absolutely right, because people could misconstrue what he's saying, like, that's right. And he could be, any, teenager stuff like that, and be like, yeah, I saw this guy. He's rich and like, have you seen his financial report? Like, this guy, which we're gonna talk about. This is why I'm so excited about this, because it talks about social media, it talks about marketing, something that I'm working heavily on. But you're right, you have to be very careful on your message, right? So we're gonna discuss that today. Is there anything else that you don't like about him?
That's it. That's about it. It's just that part about the education, part, and then it's just, well, I mean, there's a little bit of both the education part and also the other one that he's very, if you're gonna ask him a question about business at times, I just don't like the part that he just goes into it and says, well, you already know what to do. this is what you're gonna do, you know? And then he starts cursing. And I just feel like, okay, but elaborate. The person is actually asking you more than what, you know, what you're saying. Just elaborate more. You know, and that's the only thing.
See that a lot. You see that a lot also with people that already you know, they're an expert in their field, and I think that's another lesson that we got to be careful about. Like, I went through that. I go through that with my current manager, right? Where, you know, he genuinely wants to help you, but he thinks that just by explaining some super complicated thing once, like you, I went through that as well when I was in a manager position. Like, I would tell people, like, man, I'm only gonna explain to this once, and there's reasons why, because, you know, sometimes you're having to explain things to people that you know they're not gonna pay, they're not paying attention to. So you're like, listen, I'm gonna, you know, right in here now that I don't waste my time. But going back to Gary, I think you're right. I think, you know, it took me, for example, I've been wanting to do something like this, something fun and educational and on the radio waves for quite some time. And I know you have some background in that as well.
Yes.
But look how long it took me. You know, this is like over 10-year project for me, and I finally built up the courage to get this started, and I'm so excited. I'm so happy you're here. So just to add, one of the things that I don't like about him, and the reason why I don't know much about him, is because this is so, I guess it deters me enough to not want to get to know more. But I think we should look at the positive about Gary as well, is exactly what you were talking about, kind of like the, he's a little bit, like we say in Spanish, un poquito muy acelerado, you know?
Acelerado is not the word. Yes, he's super ADHD, you know?
Like, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. You know, this is the time when we get to relax, and I really want the listeners to, you know, to relax as well with us right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 100. It almost seems like this guy has an 8-ball with him all the fucking time, and he's just like, pop, 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 bang, and he's like, what do you mean you don't know? You know the answer. You knew the answer yesterday. What the hell?
Yeah.
And he's like,
it's exactly, that's him, exactly.
Like, what do you mean? You don't have patience. Like, bro, like, you're here? I need you down here, bro. Like,
you know, so... Yeah.
So what's some of the things that you like about him before we get this video started? Because the thing is, the video is pretty juicy. We're going to spend some time on it.
Right.
But tell me, what do you like?
I love what I actually not even like. I mean, I love about Gary is that, you know, he has great, great quotes. You know, I get up in the mornings, and it's something that I go to because he has great, great quotes. Let me see if I can find something for you. And it's very, the quotes that he puts, they make you realize a lot of things about yourself. For example, love your family, work super hard, live your passion. You know?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, it's so amazing. It took 38 years before 50 million people gained access to radios. You know, he was an innovator when it came to the WhatsApp. You know, he was there when they did Snapchat. I mean, he has a great story. One time when he was in the airport and he's watching these girls going crazy with their phones and taking pictures and talking into the phones and blah, blah. And he was very intrigued. And he's like, what the heck are these girls doing? And he turns around and he sees that it was this app that they had, and it was Snapchat. And he's able to look at things. And that's what I love about him, because that part of him reminds me of me. He's able to take a look at things and just look at what people are doing and say, you know what? This is either going to fail or this is going to be big. And he has that eye.
Yeah, I think to add to what you're saying, I think that a lesson here for other entrepreneurs is that an entrepreneur sees value in things. Yes. And sometimes they're very good at foreseeing the future because we're very, it's almost like a sixth sense, right? Entrepreneurs have this thing where it's like, it's not going to work out, or, you know what?
That's
not here. You know, and that takes time to develop. You know, you need to go through some failures first. You need to fall flat on your face before you can develop that skill, right?
Well, Fernando, I'm going to interrupt you right there. If you listen to one of his speeches and that he has, is actually, that's the part that I love about him, is something that he says to everybody. you got to fail. I love failure. I love failure. I love failure. And to somebody out there, it'll be like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Because that's not only the only thing he says is, I mean, he says it with bad words. I fucking love failure. You know, but what he's saying is the truth. The truth is you got to fail in order to succeed. And, you know, the more you fail at something, the more you're going to succeed at it, because it's something that you're going to keep on doing until you get it right. And that's what he means by that. And that's the part, you know, like I said, I hate a little bit of stuff about him, but I love more. You know, I love a lot.
I agree with you. I think overall, no one's perfect. Yeah. We're just, you know, we're just teasing just because we have it. So we're going to say, we're going to tell you our opinions, right?
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I think you should really look at the things that are overall, because in business as well, right? Yes. You can't just look at a business and like right now there's a big emphasis on GoPro, right? The GoPro's stock is like $6 and it's plummeting, right? But it's GoPro. There's an argument right now. Is GoPro a failure? You know, I would argue that it isn't. I think GoPro made and converted a niche, and that guy, I forget his name now, the CEO, he made, like, he branded himself and that brand, you know, so well. There's so much to learn from that. So, yeah, failure is, it's key to success, really. Yeah. You have to fail quite often before you, you know, can sit on your throne and be like, yeah, I'm winning. You know, I made it or whatever. So that takes time. Exactly. So one of the things that I kind of like about him, just to add to that, is – I can now, because again, it takes time, right? I can now relate to what he says on some things. Like, what do you mean? Like, just do it. And to just do it, sometimes when I talk to other people that are, you know, they want my advice on something, and I listen to them, and I'm like, dude, like, you have a great opportunity here. You can convert that thing, and if you get that one thing in motion, you're going to see how that one thing turns into 10 possible, you know, opportunities, really.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I always say this quote, and I know that we always talk about this, is in order for you to be successful in business, you have to be in business.
Yeah.
That means that you cannot be stagnant. Like, whatever it is, whatever it is. Like, yesterday I was talking about a business plan. The moment that you start that tedious task of doing a business plan, you're going to put into motion your dream. And then you're going to say, or you're going to find things that you're like, oh, my God, like, that's awesome. I didn't even know that existed.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I want to get straight into this video now. Hold on 1 second. I want to turn on the app because I got my eye on this app, because last time we were who knows how many minutes and then it stopped recording, which I don't get. I think there's like a 30-minute. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Okay. But anyway, let me pause this real quick, and I'm about to play the video. Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to go into a Zen place. I think the biggest issue in the world is that a lot of people's parents, unlike Tamara and Sasha Vaynerchuk, who did it for me, don't instill confidence in their children, and then those kids don't think they can do it. I'm not joking. Most people, when they ask me a question, are asking me to give them encouragement to go for it because their parents didn't build their self-esteem.
Okay, that's a little bit respectfully outside your field of expertise. Okay, but you're like it's like an opinion. I have one, you have one.
Well, listen, that's fine. That's your opinion. Now I'm going to set you straight.
Okay.
I'm a DNF student. I'm not that smart. I've written more books than I've read. However, my emotional intelligence has been the backbone of building what's about to be $1 billion empire, my friend.
Gary, I am on your side. You're not like, I mean, I don't know if all this is a lack of confidence. And this format seems to be undermining kids everywhere. I mean, it's
all about like, the bullying on social media.
You know who you are. What you look like is now everything.
I love you. I mean, you know I love you.
We got a million times, so you know, like, we're
I love you on this. But look, you're basically the same dad from 40 years ago that said Elvis shaking his hips was going to be the devil. The same dad when I was growing up as a kid said video games were going to ruin all of us because we were playing Zelda all day.
There's something different going on now. I understand what you're saying, but we have, if you look at it, if you think about it, we've plateaued culturally and technologically over the past 10 years.
Based on whose opinion?
A lot of relationship people, a lot of people are concerned that children do not know how to socialize, that everything is
coming through here. Look at the average 14-year-old girl in Chloe now claims 4.1 best friends, and only a decade ago had 1.1, because now they have friends on Twitch and Snapchat and all these other places. Because kids 20 years old, they got unlucky and got picked on at school, have no outlet.
Yeah, no, actually, they could go home. Now the bullying follows you home with all these apps.
This is evolution. There's always going to be something in every society that is going to bring us down. Either you're a pessimist or an optimist on these issues. I bet on humans because we figured out a way to survive.
Gary, guess what? You know what? Societies aren't always moving forward. Sometimes they take major steps back. Technologically, I said, in 1927, we flew to Europe. Lindbergh did it by himself. 42 years later, we flew a 747 for the first time, and we went to the moon. 42 years after that, what do we have? Slightly bigger jets, slightly more fuel-efficient jets.
We poured money into NASA, which is a government. We can't even go to space anymore. I disagree. If you look at what happened, we made it government-owned, which is why we slowed down. Now you have independent people like Bezos and Branson, and we're going to be flying all over the place.
I thought that was extremely fun because, you know, that's another thing. As an entrepreneur, you want to question everything. Yeah. You want to see what's working and why is it working and why did it fail, right? So I'm going to backtrack a little bit on this video just because a lot of things, right? I know you picked up on a couple. What were some key things? And I will dissect it, right? But what were some of the key things that stood out on that video?
Well, basically, you have somebody that's very out there in today's world with what is happening in today's world as an entrepreneur. And he has – Gary Vee understands that nowadays, you know, you have a lot of the social media going on. And you have a lot of ways to tap into – which we talked about this before – to tap into that world and to become – famous, to become, you know, successful. Of course, the older people and the older generations don't feel like that. They feel like, no, you know what? What's happening because of that is that we're having zombies, or we're not having our kids be able to, you know, go out there and do what they had to do when they had to, you know, the lights are off, come back home because you're outside playing. You know, so you have this contrast of what, you know, people's notions of what today even entrepreneurship is all about. And I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think one of the things that stood out is his 8-ball, I think, dropped like out of his pocket while he was talking. And nobody caught it but myself. Yeah. Like, his 8-ball just rolled off.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This guy, I mean, no, it's clear, right? So the argument, obviously, the other gentleman, which I don't know who he is, I'm sorry.
I don't know who he is.
He obviously doesn't have social media because a lady said, oh, we need to get him on social media.
Here's
my opinion, right? My opinion. I think that other guy is a freaking idiot. And I think he's living in the past.
Yes.
And I think Gary Vee made a very good point when he said, bro, it's all about evolution. Like, and what the hell are you talking about? How are you going to compare the Lindenberg and NASA and all these other things that we've accomplished? So you don't think Facebook is an accomplishment? You don't think Snapchat is an accomplishment? You don't think that digital media is an accomplishment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Like, we left you way behind, my brother. Like,
He, I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he is really off. Really?
Yo, my dude, like they say in Spanish, te dejaron, te dejó el boo, yeah.
A ese lo dejaron, tú sabes, como total. Ese está, like, total.
Total. To my English listeners, it's stupid, yo. Like, and in Spanish, it's a saying that my grandmother used to say, está más total que una paloma ahí.
Because, what world is he from? Like, I do not get it. Listen, I'm going to give you an example. My mom used to always be like, ustedes la matan ese Facebook. Ustedes la matan ese Facebook. And we'd be like, mom, it's okay, you know. Let me see. You know what? We got her on Facebook. Do you know that this lady does not stay off social media right now?
Yeah. At all. It's yeah, because it works, because it's effective. Yes. And I think that what think about the you know, when Facebook first launched, why did people switch over from MySpace, which was hot? Right, everybody was making their banners and they were customizing their pages. Why switch over to Facebook? Right, it was a cleaner design, you know, maybe not as much customizable in the very beginning for those that remember. But why? Because the algorithm worked. It connected you to real people that you knew. MySpace didn't do that. And now, I mean, we can spend an entire day to talk about the benefits, but we'll touch into some of them. But real quick, I wanna replay the video real quick, and I wanna just dissect this.
Okay,
so.
Go ahead.
Unlike Tamara and Sasha Vaynerchuk, who did it for me, don't instill confidence in their children, and then those kids don't think they can do it.
All right, right there. So he just said that. Do you want to repeat what he said?
That they don't instill. It was very hard to understand. I was just going to tell you. We want to repeat it again and make it more clear.
Louder.
You're not going to be able to listen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not joking.
Hold on one moment.
The world is that a lot of people's parents, unlike Tamara and Sasha Vaynerchuk, who did it for me, don't instill confidence in their children, and then those kids don't think they can do it. Okay. I'm not joking.
Okay, so now it was very clear because I just wanted them to understand what's happening. So when I first listened to this, I like had goosebumps. I'm going to be honest with you. And the reason why is because today, this happened. Today, it happened to me where I can tell you I love my mom to death. She's wonderful. But when we got here from Puerto Rico, my mom is Dominican. I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. We went to New York City in Washington Heights. I didn't speak that much English. She didn't speak English at all. Now,
my Washington Heights people, sorry.
Yes, right? And, you know, so I had to instill confidence in me that I could do things, because when I was going home and I couldn't do my homework with her because she didn't speak English, I had to take it upon myself to actually, you know, find a way to do it. I had to find it upon myself to be able to get on a stage and have the confidence to speak and even sing in English, because I used to sing. But my mom never appeared in one of those shows, you know. She was like, oh, you know, you think you could do it, blah, 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 blah. To this day, my mom does that. And it's hard. It is hard because I try to do the contrary with my kids. I am the person that goes to my kids, you know what? You are everything. You think you're good at singing? Go for it. You think you're good at getting on a stage? Go for it. You think you're good in business? Go for it. I always tell them, you have to do what you think you are good at. You have to take it upon yourself to build that confidence. And if I could do it with you, then I'll do it with you. But you know what? You're you. I didn't have that, Fernando. I didn't have that. I know. Yeah. I don't even know how I got confidence. Because let me tell you, if it was up to my parents, I don't know. It would never be there. But I love them to death. But that's how they were raised.
I don't think, like, I think because we're older now, we don't necessarily put so much blame onto them. I mean, I can relate with you 100% on that. I think it's a whole generational thing, to be honest with you. Look at DJ Khaled. I mean, he doesn't, every single moment that you see him with his child, he's always blessing his child. He's always telling him, you're the best. You could do it. You're an icon. And I do this exact same thing behind cameras with my daughter. You know, I tell her, like, yo, you're going to be set for life, because you have the mom that you have, and you have the dad that you have, you know? And I know that you do the same with your kids, you know? So I agree with him 100%. What I find a little bit kind of like, what is, remember that he's, I think he's addressing millennials, right? Because a lot of the videos and a lot of the things that he, like his audience, as far as I know, remember, I don't follow him that much or that well, right?
Everything is millennials. Everything.
So that's kind of like contrary to what I've been hearing or listening to about millennials, that millennials, you know, this sense of entitlement. And they did a little study on that where, you know, they were saying, oh, millennials, you know, they're never told no, and that they're given even like part, one of the arguments was they're given participation trophies. Like you lost. You didn't win. You're not number one. Why are you getting a reward? So there's this, huge argument about that. So that's what I find kind of crazy. But I couldn't agree with you more when you said about, like, my mother, you know, again, I love my mother to death.
Right.
But my mother never showed up to not one soccer game.
I know. I've been there, done that.
She didn't know where the park was. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so, which I just want to end on a good note. I something that I do see different is, like, this generation, my generation, as parents, you know, we're way better parents, and especially fathers. Yeah. Like my father was never in my life. Like, he just, for X, Y, Z reason, he was never there, right? And, you know, there's not a day in my life that I'm not with my daughter or thinking about my daughter or want to be with my daughter, you know? So, if you're a dad, if you're a parent right now, you know, you need to applaud yourself, because I know that for a fact that you're doing the best that you can. You're doing better, you know. So you need to give yourself plaudits, you know. You need some sound effects up in here.
Exactly. I'm telling you. I mean, let me tell you something. I can assure you that today, in today's world, and he, oh, by the way, just to give you an idea, yeah, he does address them a lot. Before I even get to the next point, you know, one of the things that I got to tell you that I love about him also is that he goes and he speaks so much to the millennials and to the youth. And, you know, he taps a lot into the world of hip hop and music. And the other day he had someone there and we're talking about, you know, addressing confidence and getting, you know, someone to be confident. It's parental world. Well, let me tell you something. He acts like a parent sometimes, because he takes these guys and he talks to them.
Yeah, he takes it seriously. You know, he sees that he has a social responsibility.
Right.
He sees that he's an influencer. Right. He understands.
And I love it, because he takes them and he says, you know, apart from the hyperness that he has, he really, you know, he's serious about it. And he lets them know, listen, you have this idea. Now let's put it to work. Let's do this. And one of the things that Gary Vee does, by the way, to anybody out there that doesn't know this, if you have a great idea, and he sees it fit, he will actually fund your idea. He will actually pay money to that idea that you have as a business. So he's very good at that. And what I'm telling you is that today, just like you said about DJ Khaled and everything, and we do the same thing with our children, you know, this is where the change begins. So someone like in that video that is just, I don't know what he had in his brains, to say the things that he was saying and doesn't understand the changes and the foundation that is being set today, even though we're going through YouTube and, you know, Facebook and social media. I got to tell you, we talked about this, you and I, Fernando. In Spanish, déjense los chismes. No chismen tanto. You know, leave the damn gossip alone and really take this and put it to work. If you put these social media things to work, I kid you not, it will work in your favor. It will work in your favor. And a lot of people don't understand that they're just there to be talking drama. Listen, put that into work. You know?
Absolutely. Like, there's an entire industry on that now. Like, digital marketing, digital media is a real
everything.
Thing.
You know what I'm saying? My son, I tell my son all the time, sorry to interrupt, I tell my son all the time, you know, he's like, oh, he wants to be an actor. Well, okay, so what are you doing? You know, and I tell him all the time, you need to put YouTube to work for you. You need to put a video. You need to do social media. You need to stop sitting around not putting your stuff to work. You got the platform already right there, you know.
And I think that's one of the things that this guy Gary sees as well. Like, he sees, I think, people's ambition, and maybe they sees people's passion, especially millennials. Yeah. And I can relate because in my 20s, like, again, I'm here now, but it was a long process for me to be here. This is not the first mic I've ever bought. I bought another mic before, and I quickly sold it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was funny because we were talking about that the other day, and I was laughing at you because, you know, the things that we've done, it's just amazing. Oh, this is going to be another show where we can tell, you know, our audience about the things that we have gone through to get to where we are now. And, you know, it's a book. It is a book. But you know what?
So let me,
it's amazing. So we're here. So
let me get you real quick to the next section real quick, because there's a lot. There's a lot here. And hold on 1 second. Let me know if it's not loud enough, all right?
When they ask you ask me questions are asking me to give them encouragement to go for it because their parents didn't build their self-esteem.
Okay, that's a little bit, respectfully, outside your field of expertise.
All right, I want to punch the guy as soon as I heard that. Like, excuse me, how are you going to tell me what I'm an expert in? You read my book, fool?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I think, I don't know how Gary didn't slap him. He, because you know what?
He's like, let me put you straight right now. Like, is Gary a New Yorker, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You might not even ask.
Yes. He is from New York. He stays there. That's where his business is at.
What part of Brooklyn is he from?
I don't know. I think he's, I mean, where he's at is in Manhattan. His building is in Manhattan. So,
you know. Hello, he made it, you know. She.
Yeah, his thing is in Manhattan. You know, you can tell that he's very straightforward with it and that, you know, that he's out there and he takes a lot of stuff seriously. And that's one thing that I want to, you know, he's coming here, by the way, guys. You know, if you're in Miami area, he is coming to the Miami area very soon. And I don't think it's even going to be a month from now. I mean, it's, I think, very, very soon. I don't have the details with me, but he is coming over here. And
I'll post something for sure at the end. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know.
I follow him and it's very nice. You know, I have a friend who he's a music producer. He puts out music out there, and he actually noticed that Gary V's team were using his music for his video, and that was very, you know, that was very nice. Yeah, it was very nice. You know, he reached out to them and said, hey, you know what? I was the one that produced that, and they gave him a great shout out for, you know, his music background, and they used it in one of the videos. So that was a very nice
idea. Yeah, that's awesome. So I found out the date and time. Well, at least a date. It's January 24th, which is tomorrow, Wednesday. It says here, I don't know what this means, Agent 2021. That's what it says. And then it's at the Hard Rock Stadium. If you go to his website, Gary, how do you pronounce his last
name? Vaynerchuk. Vaynerchuk. Vaynerchuk.
.com. Yeah, you're going to see events tab on the top, and just click on that. If you ever speak to him, just let him know that Bored to Dead and Dianera sent you over there. You know, I want a plug. I want an affiliate, you know,
Ricky
or something like that. Or at least him to shout out, you know what I'm saying, the podcast. But all jokes aside. But yeah, like, there's another lesson here that I want to address to the audience is, this guy is everyone else that's not another entrepreneur or is not on track with your vision, right? What do I mean by that? Like, I know you know what I'm talking about, is the sense of how many times are you an entrepreneur that has an idea and then you're super excited, you might talk to anyone. It could be a spouse, it could be a parent, it could be, you know, your best friend, and you're passionate about this. Like, yo, dude, I got this great business idea, blah, 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 blah. And what do? They shot you down, right? They shoot you down. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't have money, or you can't. There's always a if or a but in every section. And I think he's about to get to it, which he talks about, you know, and I believe in life because we're survivors, and you're either a pessimist or you're an optimist. So, you know, how do you see the world, and how do you view that cup, whether it's half full, half empty? That's super important. So you need to be right there now. Like, you need to be on track of yourself, and you need to know, you know, you got to be 100% sure with yourself, not necessarily your product, service, or ideas, but with yourself, because you're going to have people like this guy that's going to say, God, you're garbage. Who the heck are you? Or they're going to question your credentials. Like, this guy just said, I don't think that's your area of expertise. I would have been like, excuse me, motherfucker. Did you read my book?
But let me tell you something. I just want to tell you before we go on, thank you so much. And in Spanish, in my world, we say ache, ache, ache for you, which means very, very blessing, because you just confirmed something that happened to me today. And I really want to thank you for that, because let me just tell you, it happened to me today with two people that I really love. And it's not their fault. They're really looking out for me. you know, and it was like, you know, I want to get an office and I found something that was very convenient for me, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, well, you think you can afford that? You think you can do it? And it was just my energy level went from 100 to like 20 in just a matter of seconds. And, you know, it brings me back to years ago, you know, like I said, you know, some people want to get famous in one day. Some people want to make money in one day. Some people want to get a business one day. And my business has been taking flight since I was 16 years of age. I started being an entrepreneur. And, you know, and I thought that by the age of 30, I would have been very, you know, already stable with whatever I wanted to do. And one of the things that happened to me during all those years were I was asking for opinions. My friends, I think it's the worst thing to the wrong people. And I think it's the worst thing that we can do to ourselves.
Seriously. I can't agree with you more. So who should they be going to? Like who, if they have a business idea, you know, we don't have Gary V's cell phone number that we can just think of. So like what would you suggest for somebody to do?
I'm going to tell you something. I found that there are people out there who won't charge you anything just to give you advice. And you know who they are? They are those who you're looking in the mirror. That's the first one.
Hey, that's deep. That's deep. Say that one more time.
Whoever's looking back at you from that mirror that you're looking at every morning, every night, every minute of the day is the best person to get advice from. I learned that the hard way. I learned that the hard way. I know people out there going to go, oh, my God.
Some sound effects.
Yeah. But you know what's going to happen? And I know a lot of people out there going to be like, oh, my God, this is another one that's going to go on. I was one of you guys. I was the one that used to say, I don't want to hear that. Oh, my God, please. Like what? Oh, you know what? Take advice from yourself.
A very quick Gary impersonation. No, you want the answer. You're so impatient. Look at yourself. Ask yourself, why didn't you do it
yet? Well, you're missing something, though. You know what you're missing in that.
What?
Well, but look, come on. We're here to be having fun, and we're going to be ourselves. Let's be really Gary V. How does he say
go ahead.
The fuck you talking like, about? What the fuck? It's you. You got to do it. The fuck? You know, this is who Gary V is, you know?
You know what I want to see? I want to see, like, I know Miami is know what I'm talking about. What are those, the Peachy Boys,
yeah,
right? The
Peachy Boys, that's what it is.
The Cuban crew, right? They do some funny content, right? I want to see them do, like, this, like the Cuban version of and I know that a Cuban would be looking at Gary Vee and be like, oh, eso no es nada, eso es...
Exactly. We gotta get the Spanish version of Gary V. Oh my God.
Porque tú no lo citas ahí, qué cojones, mira, verás. Pero tú lo citas. Tú estás en Estados Unidos, tú no sabes inglés, que la cosa contigo. Oye, hacer. Tú estás
ese. Yo, you make a great impression. Let me tell you. Oh my God, you impersonate very good. But you know what? Let me tell you. But you know, going back to that, I gotta tell you. You know, I know people are gonna be like, "Yeah, there she goes with that little stupid thing." But I found that the first person that I had to speak to all these years was to myself. If I would have taken the time to say, Dayanara, párate de ahí, haz lo que tengas que hacer y dale. Instead of just talking to other people, it was crazy. And then guess what? Then, unfortunately, family members are just the worst. I'm going to be honest with you. God, forgive me, but they're the worst.
Yes, they are.
Don't do it. Take it from me. I don't care. My family's listening to me. You guys are the worst. I love ya.
Just let
you're the worst.
Healthy.
You know?
Healthy. Let's talk about your business.
I was telling you earlier that I didn't know, and talking to couple of friends of mine that knew me since I was a little girl, some of them were business coach and life coach skills people. I don't know how to say it, but so I spent the time to actually observe others. I didn't want to ask anyone who I didn't think were successful in their businesses today. And let me explain that to you again. Don't go to somebody that you don't see success in them yet, that they're not there. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I told you today, Fernando, that I refuse to go and have interviews done for me. I refuse to have people do anything like videos or anything like that of me when they ask me. Because I used to get a lot of people calling me and saying, you're an inspiration. And they used to write to me, you're such an inspiration. Inspiration on what? Oh, my God, you're like a mother of four, you know, and you are out there and I see you all the time and you're doing a lot of things. Yeah, but I'm not there yet. I don't want to give you advice if I'm not there where I want to be. You know, and you got to be very careful with that. You want a testimony from people, but you also want to test, you know, you want to ask advice from somebody that's done it.
Yeah, let's go back to the video. Let's ask Gary. Let's see what else he got to say. Hold on. Let me turn the music. Let me turn the volume back up on this fool. It cracks me up. It cracks me up. All right, here we go.
I totally disagree. I mean, look, it's like an opinion.
Look at this guy.
I'm dying. I'm a DNF student. I'm not that smart. I've read more books than I've read. However, my emotional intelligence has been the backbone of building what is about to be a $1 billion empire.
Isn't that kind of what you were talking about, looking yourself in the mirror?
Yes, I did. I didn't even remember he said that.
That sounds very familiar. I recall you talking a little bit about that. So, yeah. Let's continue because, listen.
Gary, I am on your side. You're kind of like, I don't know if the key to all this is a lack of confidence. And this format seems to be undermining kids everywhere. I mean, it's all about the bullying.
This, I want to pay a lot of close attention to the word, the vocabulary that people use. This format, speaking about social media, is undermining the youth. All right, let's continue. What you look like is now everything. So this guy is beyond lost.
Yeah, he is. You know, if anybody would have thought, like, if you really look at this video, you would think that this was done like in the 70s and the 80s.
Right? And this guy came from the future, and he was like, yo, yeah, by the way, we got this, and he's like, what?
This was from the 70s or the 80s. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he broke his time machine, so now Gary Vee is stuck in the 70s, and he has to deal with these fucking idiots.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. There was one time that I saw, and this is one thing that I loved, and it was so good to me when I saw this in Gary Vee. One day he was outside and people, they gather around him, by the way, which I'm like going to go to New York one day and just go in front of his building to see if he comes out. I swear, this is not a lie. I am doing this one day. I'm going to go over there and stand in front of his building.
You're such a fan, girl.
I'm a fan of this man. Let me tell you, if I see this, Gary, if you ever get to listen to this, I'm telling you right now, Dayanara Torres, I'm going to you. Okay? I am going.
Say your phone. Yes.
So, you know, he was at
Los Angeles.
Let me tell you, he was outside and this woman approaches him. And I remember him, I can't recall really good what was said, but I know that she said something about what can you tell me in three letters or something? And he looks at her and he says, die. He says, die.
Oh, like a three-letter word.
And he says, die. D-I-E, just die. And I was like, what the heck is he saying to her? And she, like, it took her back. But then if you really think about it.
Come on. Let's retract. Say what happened again. She asked him for what? A three-letter word?
Yes, just tell me something in three-letter words. And he says, die.
Yo, you tell me right now. Five. Quiz time! This is the second time we do it. Quiz time, D. Tell me five words with just three letters. Go. You can't use die, by the way.
Well, die. Yes.
No, you can't.
I can't use that one.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Okay. No, okay. I'll use fly.
Fly.
Oh, man. Die, D-Y-E, because I dye my hair a lot. I dye my hair a lot, so that's two, right? Right there.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Wait. Can I go?
No. How about a hip, but you don't start H-I-P. Rocking.
Okay, there you go. Hop, H-O-P, right there. How many?
Got one left.
One left.
Hip.
L-O-W. Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go? See?
Ah, I like that one. How about bae? B-A-E.
Okay, please, let's not go there. Because, see, that's not a word. I don't like that word. I don't be telling me no damn bae.
Hey, what's up, bae?
No, heck no. No, I'm finna tell you no. Like, you know, have you heard that one? I'm finna tell you no.
Yeah. No, I told that one. Like, ¿quién cojones, babe? ¿Por qué tú me estás llamando, babe? Oh, disculpa.
No, babe. No, babe. Okay, no. Let's not go there. That's not a word, Fernando. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. But getting back to your story, right? Like, what the heck? Like, you see how long it took you to come up with a three-letter word? Like, what were you expecting? For him to give you some glorified answer by asking him?
Well, guess what? If you really think about it, do you know how good that word was? In reality, you're telling somebody, die. Make sure that the person that you are today, just like failure, just like we love to fail and succeed, die. Make that person inside of you that has no ambition, nothing, no emotions, no nothing. Let it die. Just let him die. Let her die. Be born.
You could say that. Let that fear. Yeah. Let that judgment. Let that pass. Let that negativity. Die and be born again. It's a rejuvenation. You know, we need sound effects on this.
We need soundtrack for real. Sound effects. I'm sorry, we really do. Yeah, I mean, but you know what? You know what that did to me, Fernando? It made me die. It made that person that was in fear. It made that person that was just like, oh my God, I gotta be under people and I gotta work for other people and they're making me sick and they're making, you know, they're humiliating me and they're lying about me. That person died. I let that go.
Well, I think another thing to note there with that word also is that you said something that's like, sometimes if you don't do it, you're going to die. Because, like, for my perfect example, I have a sales background. Like, I'm a big-time sales. That's what I do. Sales all day, every day. I got over my head all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that quota is if I don't get out of that quote, if I don't get out of this world, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the stress, the health problems is going to get to me. That's a consequence of that lifestyle. You're going to die. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue on the video. Hold on.
I know I love you. We have so many times that I
do. He doesn't love him. That's a lot.
It's hard to listen to. You're gonna have to put it more, Fernando.
Oh, because you can barely hear it.
Yeah. The listeners aren't gonna be able to listen. You know, understand it.
When I was growing up as a kid, video games were gonna ruin all of us because we were playing Zelda all day. You know, I think there's something different going on. I understand what you're saying, but we have to look at it. We've plateaued culturally and technologically.
Yo, wait. Did you just hear what he said? That we, he also added the word technologically there. Like, this guy, I'm so curious now. Who the hell is this guy that he has all this negative talk and all this bullshit coming out of his mouth?
And you're going to tell you something? I'm going to tell you something. He's real. Like, this is, I don't think this is something that was a skit.
That is real, for sure.
Yeah, he's real.
Yeah, Come Pingas exists. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah. These are the guys that made me just want to,
Yeah, people that you want to punch in the face. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. Because that's one, I mean, he is not playing when he's saying all that stuff. He is not. He's real. You know? So it's wow.
Let's continue because I'm getting a little bit aggressive. I'm turning a little.
They have friends on Twitch and Snapchat and all these other places because kids 20 years ago, they got unlucky and got picked on at school, had no outlet.
Yeah, no, actually, they did go home. Now the bullying follows you with all these apps.
Crazy question.
Yeah, sure.
This is evolution.
That's what I was waiting for. This is evolution. He's absolutely right. Like, and what he said about the information, right, the data that he said, oh, girls now have what? four best friends instead of one. I don't know what's the time frame again. Yo, like, the youth and millennials and the young people, right, in general, that use social media and know how to use it right, you know, they're the evolution. You know, communication. Right. I studied communication in college. It's evolving. And as an entrepreneur and as a business, you need to be on track. You need to have a keen eye on change. And you need to learn how to adapt, how to be flexible, and how to sometimes predict and be ahead of that curve, ahead of that change.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. For those that really, you know, they'll get to know us little by little. I went to George Washington High School, G-Dubs, woof, in Washington Heights. And even though some other people did not take advantage of what we were studying over there, I did. I took advantage of the fact that that school was a business school. And you know, I took a lot of courses in business.
Sorry.
What was it?
Interrupting you. Yeah, it was an education school for the hard knock life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, other than the part that I used to have to, like, duck down, you know, in front of a car when they were shooting at each other, yes, and we had to go, you know, through a lot of stuff. There was a good part to it from time to time. You know, one of them was that, you know, one of them was that I took advantage of a lot of the classes. And I want to tell you something. Technology has come a long way, a long, long way. And innovation, and what he's trying to tell him is, you're an idiot if you think that evolution has not taken place and it's not going to make at least that part of the world better. You know how many things have come out of everything that has happened with technology? Great. I mean, it's amazing if you really think about it. It's amazing what has come out of, you know, of technology today. And for him not to even be part of it is just like, what world? You know what? Let me go there. Go. This man reminds me of a person that has like a cult. You know, it's sad to say, but it's like, you know, it's like one of those people that are keeping their kids behind closed doors and with, you know, with chains, you know, to the bed.
100. Let's keep it 100. D. This guy is that religious father that forces his kid to go to church every Sunday. Or Saturday, yes, or whatever it is, and doesn't let them breathe. You know, this guy is personified in so many ways. This guy exists in many, you know, areas in a lot of different people's lives. So you're absolutely right.
I'm telling you, that's what he reminds me of. And it's sad because, you know what? He is like, oh my God, you're going to kill somebody one day, you know, if they don't go with what you're saying. And that's sad. Yeah. That is sad, you know. And the point here is, guys, that we are trying. We are trying so hard, you know, to bring those kids up that in the past, because I know I was one of them, Fernando. I don't know if you were. But in the past, we didn't even know how to write an envelope, you know, how to write an address on an envelope. You know what I mean?
I just emailed people.
Right, today, yes, you know, we did, but back then we didn't know how to write it. We had to learn the hard way because, you know what, that's how we had to communicate and send letters and blah blah blah.
But take it a step further. Let's take it a step further. You know, do you know how to balance a check, like you know, when you, before debit cards, right? You would give people checks. You know how to balance that. I think there's a lot of key fundamental things that we forgot. And because it use debit cards or whatever, and we rely on technology, like, there's fundamentals there that you should retouch. You should learn how to do that because it's going to make you learn technology much better. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. What I'm trying to come at you at is, remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I don't remember any teacher teaching me how to do that. I had to learn on my own. But today, with technology, let me tell you something. If a kid doesn't know and needs to know how to do it and you know, write an address on an envelope, what are they going to do? Google.
They're going to Google and they're
going to...
Yeah, like I learned so much more, you know, with YouTube, with classes like Udemy and all this other technological resources that we have than I learned in college. Let's keep it 100. And I'm not trying to say don't send your kid to college. Alice, my daughter, is going to go to college. She's going to get a bachelor's degree minimum. That's set in stone right now. So understand that. But yeah, like, social media is it? I feel like there's people like this in the real world. I feel like social media, either you get it or you don't. And maybe not to the extreme like this guy that he doesn't even have a social media account. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. When I made the transition from a regular consumer of Facebook for a personal reason, and then I started looking at Facebook as a business tool to market myself and brand myself, you know, I stopped posting personal Facebook because I was like, yo, I'm not even about that. Like, who cares about me? I care about my business. I'm passionate about this stuff. I want to talk about this. And social media is a platform that allows me to connect to people. Look at this communication. Mm-hmm. Look how many people we're reaching. Look how people are you know, replying or want feedback or want stuff. It's because of technology.
Yes, of course. Of course. No, it's a lot. I mean, we can even go into, but Gary Vee is talking about one part of technology and, you know, and Snapchat and YouTube and Facebook and all that. And just for you guys that don't know this part of him too, if you guys want to Google him, you know, and you want to go see him, Gary Vee took a lot of, you know, he was part of a lot of things out there that he was talking about, and it actually came to life. So, you know, even though we're messing around with him, whatever, this guy has a lot of knowledge, you know, and whoever doesn't listen at some point, you know, from what he says, you really are not getting into what's going to happen with your own business in the future, because he has a lot of knowledge. When it comes to education, that's the only part I don't like, because I don't want the kids to think that they shouldn't get an education. Listen, I learned on my own. I have an MBA, but in reality, I already knew my MBA. You know, from my experiences and from research and from what I knew, all I needed was a degree in reality. And that's why I went back to school, because I wanted my degree. I wanted something that stated that I had my MBA. But, you know, if you don't have to go for an MBA, you don't have to go for a bachelor's, look at something. And that's my whole point. You know, don't state that somebody is getting, you know, it's just that we're putting our kids into failure just because, you know, they're going for an education. I don't like that. But, you know, other than that, listen, technology has done a lot of things for even for the health industry. So that's one thing that we shouldn't, you know, that we can even go into, because that's a long, you know, it's big. But this guy, I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't know how Gary did the whole throughout the whole interview. He is a New Yorker, bad temper. I don't know how that he dealt. They either just didn't get up and sent him to hell. But he's to his ground, you know, and he was good. So I'm proud of him. But I don't know if I was going to be able to do that. But hey, you know, he's to his ground. So that's a good part. I give him 100. I don't know if they could have done it to me.
No, for sure, 100. And I think that's why, again, going back to that mirror conversation, right? That's why I think it's important for you to know who you are, because, like, this is real. Like, you're going to go to a customer, right, on your product or whatever, and they're going to joke. They're going to make you feel like shit, like, oh, that's garbage, or who are you, or, you know, whatever the scenario is. Like, let's say you're door knocking to, you know, going to business to try to get your product or service out there, right? You're gonna run into an asshole that's gonna pull the gun on you, depending on what county you live. Remember, we live in Florida,
right? Yep, we live in Florida.
Real shit, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta, again, that's why, you know, I go back again to this corny talk about the business plan, but it's just a preparation. You gotta put into motion what you already been dreaming about, but then you also have to role play possible scenarios, right? So let me so we can wrap it up. Let's see.
There's always going to be something in every society that is going to bring us down. Either you're a pessimist or an optimist on these issues. I bet on humans because we've figured out a way to survive.
Gary, guess what? You know societies aren't always moving forward. Sometimes they take major steps back. Technologically, I said, in 1927, we flew to Europe. Lindbergh did, not himself. 2 years later, we flew to 747 for the first time, and we went to the moon. 42 years after that, what do we have? Slightly bigger jets, slightly more fuel.
Sorry.
Yo, somebody give me una chancleta para dar un chancletazo, para darle una galleta, coño.
Oh my God.
My ninja, what are you talking about, son? En New York, ya me salió a mí, coño. That's it, yo. You're such an idiot, my ninja. Like, you such.
He's an idiot. He really is an idiot. I don't even know where he came from. You know, I don't know. I'm saying, you know, and I don't know.
His face, like, dude, this is 2018. Welcome. We're still here. We're more advanced. Fuck flying. I'm flying on the internet, my ninja.
He needs to go to Epcot Center. Well, the sub is showing about
to. He needs to go to Epcot. He needs to go to CES. He needs to go. He just needs to walk to an Apple store.
Yep.
This dude needs to go. You know, say go to the electronics section of Walmart, and you're gonna feel amazed, dude. You're gonna feel like a little kid in Disneyland.
It is. I'm telling you. I don't know, but you know what? He's scary. No, in all honesty, he's one of those parents.
Yeah, for sure. Yo, I feel sorry for his kids, like, dead ass. Like, so let's continue. We're almost done with the video.
Okay.
We put money into NASA, which is a government.
We can't even go to space anymore.
I disagree. If you look at what happened, we made it government owned, which is why we slowed down. Now you have independent people like Bezos and Branson, and we're going to be flying all over the place.
I know.
All
right. Low
you both have very good
points. No, actually.
Yeah, let's wrap it up there. I think I like the way he always brings back business, right? Like, he's always
yeah.
You notice, like, he's not defending himself even when he was attacked. Like, oh, you're not an expert in that, you know? He's like, well, yeah, read my book, motherfucker.
Of course.
Like, dude, like, there's a bigger picture here. I'm not talking about myself. Social media, you obviously don't get it, so why even argue about that? You know what I'm saying? But yo, so to wrap things up, right, and in a business standpoint, social media, idiot, right, not Gary, but the other guy, you need social media. I just want to throw a couple of examples out there real quick. All right, here we go. I'm going to toss one and you toss, all right, Diana?
Mm-hmm.
First example, realtors, right? If you're a realtor, you know, when people are Googling, or doing a search on anything, you know, realtor, or I want to buy a house in Miami or whatever local thing you are, you want to make sure that you're there. You want to be doing YouTube videos showcasing, again, I don't know the restrictions, I don't know the policies, because, you know, it's a little bit different. But if you can, why aren't you, you know, vlogging, hey, look at this beautiful community. Why aren't you showcasing, like, hey, look, this is a beautiful house. This is the school that's there. This is the place that's there. Look, I'm walking. Look at the weather. Look how beautiful. Talk about all the positive things, right? You have.
Right.
You have an example, Diana?
You broke up a little bit when you said that. So can you go back? Because like that, they can also hear you. Sorry, guys.
No, for sure. For sure. What I was saying is, like, on the realtor example, right? You should be number one, have a Facebook page, right? Because as a realtor, you're a brand, right? Anybody can go to a realtor. Why am I going to go to Felipe instead of Sam? You know, because Felipe, he showcases it. He has a YouTube. He talks about the network. He talks about the market. He's an expert in that field. And how do I know this? Because he's constantly posting good material on social media outlets. He has a good blog. His website is professional. He has a YouTube page. He has a podcast. You know, you don't have to do all those things, but you need to do something. Something, your presence needs to be on social media.
Well, let me throw you something out there that is, you know, as you know, it's one of my passions. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I used to say this to all my guys when I used to have my company, Rabbit Hat Entertainment. Let's talk about entertainment. You know, that industry, the music industry, is very competitive, very competitive. So when you are an artist, what gives you, let me just put it again. Let's say this again. What is so good about you that others don't have? How will I know you? What is it that is going to be out there is for me to say, oh gosh, I want to hire him for my, you know what, for my party. Let's just say that. Or, you know, I want to hear his CD because, you know, he sounds very good and look at what he's doing. I don't know you. Get a page. Get a social media page. Go to Facebook. Go out there. Do YouTube videos. You know, get yourself branded. Do things. Go in there. Videotape yourself doing a little, you know, get together where you're speaking about your music, you're doing interviews, you're doing, they don't understand this, Fernanda. And I couldn't stand, you know, telling these kids, hey, you have to start branding yourself. You have to showcase yourself. What's the best way? Social media, technology. Go ahead and do this. You know, so guys out there that are entertainment, you got to start listening. You got to start listening. Stop being in a studio. Get out of the studio and get your name out there.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head. I was just about to say that. Like, a lot of times people focus on their craft or their product or their service. Yeah, that's good and all. But like that prime example there, you're talking about like an artist. Yo, I can listen to music. There's so many sources, right, that I can tap into music, whether it's a known artist or up and coming, or I just hit random, right? Like, it's more than that. You need to understand, like you said, you tap right into it. You need to understand branding. You know what I'm saying? And also, you need to understand exposure. Mm-hmm. You hit two major key points there. Like, being in the studio, yes, you need to put your time in to have the content, right? If you're a web developer, then yeah, you need the content. You need to showcase, hey, look, I've done 100 websites, and this is the problem. We get that, but what we're trying to tell you is use social media to brand yourself, to get exposure, to let people know, hey, by the way, you know, I'm not always on here, but I do exist, and the reason I'm not mm-hmm. is because I am working hard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that the reason why I touched on that too, Fernando, is because Gary Vee is very big in the music industry, and you know, he touches on that. And not only in the music, he tells these guys, hey, you got all that money right now. What are you doing? What are you investing on? That's all he does. What are you investing on? Go, you know, he said something very good the other day before we wrap it up. He was talking, and I don't remember names, so I'm not going to say the names. But he was talking to somebody regarding his investments. And one of the things that he was saying is Gary Vee right now, he has some sneakers out there. And what he did, he took a brand that was already not known. It's like not known. It's just disappeared. And he brought it back. And that's why he's telling people, hey, you know what? You have an idea. You want to invest your money. You made the money already from your business, let's say. Now, what are you going to do with it? So put it out there. You have a lot of people following you because you already branded yourself. You're using technology. You're using social media to get out there. You already did it. Now you're good. Now what's the next step? Already you're known. So now that you're known, take that product that is not out there anymore, make an investment on it, and bring it back. Because if you are known in social media and you have the technology working for you, now those people that are your followers are going to say, hey, look at Fernando wearing them damn sneakers. You know what? I'm going to get it. Where do I get it? Fernando's selling them. Buy it from me.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's called like an influencer. You know, you're absolutely right. And we'll talk about that and more stuff. But it's time to wrap up. You know, can I put a plug real quick? Well, you can also put a plug too if you got one. You can go first, actually. You got a plug?
I got a plug? Like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know, like a website that, or a service or a business that you know.
Boy, you're hitting me with that slang right
now. Yeah, you need to get on social media, girl.
I'm like, what the heck now?
You need to go to urbandictionary.com, girl.
Well, guys, you know, with me, I'm Dayanara Torres, not the Miss Universe, not the one that was a Mark Anthony. I wish I was, but I'm Dayanara Torres.
Huh? You tell them that. I wanted them to be like, yo, Fernando got, da, 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 da. You're way better than
Fernando
that.
Fernando got Dayanara Torres on. No.
You're way better than that, man. You're way more valuable. Trust me.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook. I'm revamping and branding myself again. So you're going to see a lot of changes going on. I'm working with this wonderful, most intelligent person that, you know, anybody can ever know. So just follow us. He'll tell you his, you know, what he's doing right now too. And I will have also something going on.
I thought you were about to say some other guy's name. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Fernando, no, you know what? I'm glad that we got together and started this project, and I wish we can go way further, and it's going to happen. So, you know, Dayanara Torres, you can look me up. I do have my own business, but that's going to be, you know, later on, we're going to discuss that. And we're going to bring you, you know, our experiences and what we do. And you know what? We're learning. We're going ahead. It's been years in the making, but we're here, right?
We're here. We're putting into motion. We're glad we're here. We're glad you're listening. All right. So here's a couple of things that I definitely want to say. First off, there's a call-in feature, right? Like at the end of this recording, okay. He says, oh, you just finished listening to it. Thank you so much for listening. Do you want to call, right? We're telling you guys to call. Send us any sort of feedback, any questions or anything. Just talk to us. You know, we want to, this is a community thing. We want to get to know you guys just like you're getting to know us. So that's the first thing. Secondly, yes, of course I got a plug, right? This episode was brought to you by Galant Store. Galant Store is an e-commerce store that specializes in men's bags and accessories. Essentially, what I like about Galant Store, they help you finish the outfit, right? Another thing about accessories and bags, it's a great way for you to, you know, give new life to that old clothing. So go to galantstore.us. It's G-A-L-A-N store.us. And should we put a promo code out there? Huh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, go to, yeah, next time I'll definitely have a promo code out there to give you guys a discount on the products. But yeah, go check that out. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for being here with us. Diana, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. We want you back. Right. We know you're busy. You need to clear your schedule because we want to hear you.
Let me tell you something. I have my client right next to me right now, all this time listening to me as well, waiting for me to finish. So that's how we do it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So thanks a lot for listening. Till next time.
All right, guys. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. You said you were going to buy me the